Ramana Maharshi's a good example, wasn't he? Was he 17 years old? He hadn't read any of this stuff. He didn't go to Dharma talks. He didn't meditate. He didn't do anything. He just lay down at his uncle's study and got enlightened. Oh, he realized he was enlightened. That's a good model. It's a good reminder that that there's no time involved in the process. So that each moment in a relationship is the moment for us to be just here together, dancing through the form. It's like the form of lecturer and listener. Can you hear without getting caught in listening? Can I speak without getting caught in speaking? Can you and I be together through this dance of talking and listening? Does this talking and listening separate me from you because you're them? Or am I in the world of us sharing this blah together? And is it bringing the us closer together? I really see, and I've seen that as I'm resting in being more deeply, like I have all these little aids, mechanisms, things like these, techniques to remind me. They're all traps. They're all traps. All methods are traps. I mean, meditation is a trap. You don't want to end up a meditator. You want to end up free. Judaism is a trap. This is a hard one for those that are Jews. You don't want to end up a Jew. You want to end up free. Boy, I was just in Israel, and I tried saying things like that. Sure, then you delight in all the forms. You delight in your sexual identity, in your religious identity, in your social and economic identities, and your political identities, and all of your family identities, but you're not trapped in them. But I work with this little five-line phrase. Prolong not the past. Invite not the future. Don't alter your innate wakefulness. Don't fear appearances. There's nothing more than that. Don't prolong the past. Don't invite the future. Don't alter innate wakefulness. Don't fear appearances. There's nothing more than that. Now, when I'm sitting in interviews and somebody tells me a particularly difficult, emotionally engaging story, I can feel my fear of appearances arising. Because I can feel my emotional body going out and I feel my awareness going into that emotional mm. And at that moment, don't prolong the past. Don't invite the future. Don't alter your innate wakefulness. Don't fear appearances. It's nothing more than that. And immediately there's a writing mechanism and I come back. It's balance. And in relationships there is a balance. You don't ignore the personality stuff because it's still real to people. You fulfill it in the way you can without getting lost in it. It is up to the most conscious person in a relationship to create this space where the relationship can grow. And I'd be with Maharaji, and I'd be very serious about something, and he'd just giggle. And what I'm left with over the years are things like the giggle. I'm left with Maharaji going like that. I have that over my toilet.